want you to be all right. That's the aim of the Good Day program, to make you A-okay, all right, better than all right, if we can. And with that in mind, we welcome Dr. Jack Stockwell to the program to talk about health matters from a less traditional point of view. I'd like to give Jack, Jennifer and Richie and I and Roberta and all the people who are on the program, we have blended philosophies about, and I'm probably more, if words are important, extreme, maybe some people would call me extreme because I am a believer in supplements, take about 30 a day, just took hugs and kisses.
Yeah, Jack, you missed it.
Yeah. Uh-oh.
You missed it. Doug decided to try the dog snack that he gives to Charlotte.
It's a vitamin.
Yeah.
It's a vitamin. It's a little vitamin.
Well, did you chew it?
Yeah, I chewed and swallowed it.
What did it taste like?
I'm going to take another one out, and I will give you a... It was sort of weedy. Yeah, kind of like Weetabix. You know those... have you ever had Weetabix?
Yeah.
I've never heard of that.
You never heard of Weetabix?
No.
Oh, well, I've heard of it.
Yeah.
Oh, yes, I've heard of it.
It's like a snack cracker thing. You took a deep breath when you heard Jennifer say that I swallowed it. Why?
Who, me?
Yeah.
Oh, well, I have any problem with that.
Have you ever had a dog vitamin?
We have dog vitamins in the clinic.
Right. I have another outfit that does this, not the same way Warren does. Standard Process has a vitamin regimen. I give that to Charlotte as well. I've not tasted it. It's a powder, so it's not something that I would maybe put on my cereal.
It's not that much different than the human vitamin.
I give Charlotte a lot of the same things that I take.
Well, we always tell people all the time to do the dog test.
Do the doggy dog test because in
one hand, put in whole food vitamins like Standard Process, and the other one, put that discount stuff you buy off the drugstore shelf in one in each hand, put it in front of your dog, and see which one the dog goes for.
Yeah.
And they'll go for the whole food vitamin every time.
Yeah, it is. They know what the real food is.
They know what the real thing is.
They really do. And so in this circumstance, actually, I use these and some of the other supplements that I give to Charlotte. I put on top of it castor oil because she loves the I take castor oil, too. It is very interesting. My memories of castor oil. Or it's probably cod liver oil. It's called cod liver oil today.
Yeah,
I remember castor oil from when a kid tasted terrible. Cod liver oil has not a strange taste to it.
It's the texture.
Yeah, it's
weird.
Very interesting.
Isn't that to keep everything moving?
Well, castor oil.
But I would give up the castor and stay with the cod liver oil because that's one of the best sources of vitamin A.
I said castor oil, meaning cod liver oil.
There's a big difference between the two.
Right. And so I put the cod liver oil on top of the hugs and kisses or anything else. Charlotte eats it right up. She loves the whatever the taste is, but her breath after she has the cod liver oil sometimes isn't that great.
Yeah, well.
And that brings me around a whole discussion of supplements. Jack is a NUCCA specialist, N-U-C-C-A. If you check that out, you're used to hearing me talk about this if you join us when Jack is here every Wednesday. The folks in the chiropractic world have regard for these 300 or so specialists, a very rare group of people. I have a very dear friend in Chicago who was telling me the other night that her back and her neck were bothering her, especially her neck. She couldn't straighten it out, so I told her that I thought she ought to look up, see if there's any, Google NUCCA. I hadn't talked to you, or I would have gotten the information for her from you, but she Googled NUCCA, and she found a NUCCA specialist 3 or 4 miles from her house, and she's going to go see this person.
There's several good ones in Chicago.
Yeah. Okay, so anyway, the point is that when Jack is here, we talk about an alternative to what the norm is. Interestingly enough, the norm now is alternative medicine because more people the last 3 or 4 years especially have spent money going to see so-called alternative practitioners than have gone to see the sort of so-called traditional doctors, whatever definition you want to give to those terms. And that's because what guys like Jack do works. Hello, knock, knock.
Yeah. Well, and I think that's one of the reasons why you're seeing a real flood of specials on television about cancer and diabetes and arthritis and heart disease, drug-oriented specials, because that's exactly right. There is more money now being spent out of the pocket on alternative health care than traditional drug surgical therapies.
Well, out of pocket, one of the reasons for that is because, and this person was pointing this out to me, there still is a prejudice. You know how long it took the insurance companies to be pushed and sued by the chiropractors of America because they wouldn't pay for chiropractic care?
Yeah.
Until after, Jack, there was suit after suit after suit, which proved in the courtroom the benefits, the real benefits. So the insurance company had no choice but to then pay for chiropractic care. And I guess the same can be said for some of this other stuff. I don't know whether I never asked you whether the NUCA stuff is paid for.
Well, it's because, it's still considered chiropractic. So if your insurance covers chiropractic, it covers what I do.
Yeah. All right. So then coupling what you do in your practice with supplements, and again, we've talked a lot about standard and, I was going to say standard and pores, standard process. There are other good companies around. We've talked about them. They've been sponsors of this program. Just in general, people and what they need to know about supplements and whether there is any danger. You always have these people who would be from the conventional world tell you, oh, look out, you're going to take too much of this, that, or the other thing. I think that there's something to that. I think you can take too much vitamin A. Vitamin E is not good for you if you're overdue. So how do you know what the right amount is? And whether you combine them like the medicines, they all talk about go to the drugstore, make sure the drugstore knows all the medications you're taking. How does that play into taking vitamins and supplements?
Here is a very easy answer. Is it food-based or are they a bunch of chemicals? Were the supplements made in the laboratory because they're synthetic?
How do you
read the ingredients?
Okay, back to reading the label then.
Read the label. If it lists a bunch of foods, it came from food, and you don't have to worry about overdosing or mixing any more than you'd worry about mixing a salad with 20 different ingredients in it. Because if you're getting too much of it, the body will just flush out what it needs because it has the mechanisms to get rid of any kind of vitamin if it's wrapped up in a food-based source.
Mm-hmm.
Now, if it's synthetic, it's not going to do you any good in the first place.
Right. And go out in your pee.
Exactly. And the body has a hard time moving this stuff
if it doesn't have the
mechanisms.
There's the, like, vitamin A and vitamin E, I think, and there may be others. They're water-soluble or...
Well, vitamin A and vitamin E are fat-soluble.
Fatty-soluble. That's right.
Yeah, they're fat-soluble. So, you know, they're going to come in through fatty foods. You want, if you're going to take vitamin A, vitamin E as a supplement, you want to take it during a meal.
But you also want to have them so that you don't want a water-based A or E, right?
If you get a water-based A or E, you haven't got the real McCoy.
Right. Okay, that's the point I was trying to make.
Yeah, precisely. Vitamin C and B are water soluble, but and then of course there's some Bs that aren't. But you know, for the most part, B and C are water soluble. A, D, E, and K are all fat soluble, and this is the problem with people who've had their gallbladders removed, is they don't have enough bile when they eat a fatty meal.
Bile, B-I-L-E.
B-I-L-E,
yeah.
That was once stored in the gallbladder. You know, your liver is making bile all the time. If you don't have a gallbladder, it's constantly leaking bile into the digestive system. But if you eat something a little extra fatty and you don't have enough bile to break down that fat, you also don't have enough bile to break down the vitamin A, D, E, and K.
Mm-hmm.
And we find with our patients, a lot of times, people who will come to us who had a cholecystectomy, a gallbladder remover years ago, are deficient in all of those vitamins.
Really?
So that's why we always give them bile extracts. Anybody who comes to us for care who's had a gallbladder removed, we make sure that they're having purified bile extract with a meal that has any fat. If you're eating a bowl of fruit or something like that, you don't need to worry about it, or green leafy vegetables.
Mm.
But most other foods that we consume always have a considerable amount of fat present that you need to have something to help break down that fat if you don't have a gallbladder anymore.
You know, I'm still, God bless him on these hugs and kisses. As you were talking about ingredients, I decided to look at the ingredients here. Soybean lecithin, cornmeal, raw wheat germ, soy protein, bone meal, Let's see here. Cod liver oil, powdered.
Stop right there. What's bone meal?
Well, bone meal is just ground up bone.
Right. Why would you want that?
Because if it hasn't been cooked,
right.
If it's raw bone raw meal, like standard process
that's
has.
That's what it says here. It's raw bone meal.
It has all the ingredients in it to rebuild bone, to rebuild cartilage, to rebuild ligaments, to rebuild discs.
Richie, you've heard the story about when people get chemotherapy, they take the bone marrow out of their system because it is, many people think, Jack, I think you've said this, that it is the most powerful source of life in your body.
Absolutely.
So if you're grinding up bone meal and putting it in a supplement, you're doing what I guess, I mean, I never thought about it before until we just talked about it. I don't, now I'm going to look at some of the supplements that I, what would be a likely source of bone meal in a supplement a human would take?
Well, that's what CalciFood is from Standard Process.
Ah, okay. All right. Good. Thanks. I take those every day.
Yeah.
So, that's, Richie, you understand? You see what you, what Jack's saying?
I do.
Yeah.
I do.
Makes sense.
See, now,
too,
most bone meals out there are just sand.
Yes.
And by sand, I mean they have been cooked and cooked and cooked and cooked till there's nothing left but the calcium phosphate mixture.
Why
that's
would they
ground
cook
up.
It?
Why
the,
trying to purify it because they mass produce this stuff at a cheap
purifying
for cheaper
it
prices.
Means getting what Jack's not saying is being kind. The rendering companies will grind up anything that isn't moving.
Whose bone, by the way, is it that we're grinding up? I mean, is it animal bones?
Is it bovine, yes. Animal bone. No, not chicken.
Well, in some circumstances, though, I've seen chicken bones ground up and used in stuff that you don't want to have in your body. I'm just saying.
Well, if you're going to do that kind of stuff, you want to try and limit it to a mammal.
Yes, right.
So the bone meal the Standard Process is using.
What do you mean?
Is it's bovine sourced and it is purified, absolutely purified, and then it is. They have these huge ball mills up there in Wisconsin where this is made. Just like a mining company would have a ball mill to crush up rock, they crush up these bones and they mix in tons of wheat germ to absorb the fatty material that's in the marrow of the bone.
Yeah.
And when you read the old poets who talk about marrow being the river of life. That's exactly what it is.
Yeah.
That's why the old style soups, they'd always throw in the raw bones so the marrow would come out into the soup, and it's absolutely restorative for people who are ill.
Yeah. Very instructive information. JackStockwell.com is a great place to go to get material like this. Also, you'll find a connection with both Jack and me to the e-foods, which we've talked so much about. What do we have? Three places on our website, Richie, where people can go and connect. And if they go to Jack's website, they can find it there as well. And that's also a part of DougStephan.com. So three or four places where you get access to this free food that is spot on. Not only is it great, we've talked about it being good for bad weather, the hurricanes and other incidents during the bad weather months. But this is a food that tastes good, is good for you. It's all natural. It's inexpensive. I mean, what else, Jack, can you say that would entice people, especially if you can try it free?
The shelf life. Yeah, well, you can try it for free. The company puts their food where your mouth is.
Yeah.
They'll give you 12 free servings for free just for the asking. You have to pay a small shipping and
handling
fee.
Charge. Yeah.
But they'll give you 12 free servings of this stuff.
Yeah.
And it's the shelf life. I mean, you look at the best used by 2026. I mean, written on the back of this bag.
There you go.
Yeah, you don't even
so check out the big gold box. It says e-foods on it. In the family section of DougStephan.com and the Queen of Cheap section of DougStephan.com. All over the place. Enjoy. Thank you, Jack.
All right, guys.
But I was bad to the bone. Bad to the bone. Bad to the bone.
From the shattered Rust Belt come the Lost Vegas.
I brought no one with me. No. I just came to watch my LED.
Life Before the Collapse, vinyl LP by the Lost Vegas. Life Before the Collapse by the Lost Vegas on 180-gram vinyl and mastered especially for vinyl by legendary audio engineer Steve Hall.
This guy.
Why don't want me to live again?
Life Before the Collapse by The Lost Vegas.
The Lost Vegas.
Now available at Amazon.com.
Energy, energy, and more energy.
We all need it. Get the energy you need quick through the powers of wild forest extracts. Wild chaga and birch bark are the secrets of the forest, used exclusively by Russian athletes. Wild chaga is the world's top source of superoxide dismutase, the critical enzyme that blocks the aging process. Chaga is good for your heart and even helps support healthy arteries. Wild birch extract is the top source of betulin, a natural sterol needed by every cell of the body. And healthy cells mean a healthy body and a more powerful you. No wonder it's known as a king of all herbs. Experience real energy and power like you've never dreamed possible. Take Chago Charge Tea with Wild Birch Bark every day and Chagamax capsules to get the energy you need.
You deserve it.
Order today by calling 877-817-9829. 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. These products are not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
This is old music that still sounds great. Ba 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 ba. Ba 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 ba.
Now you can spare a kiss or two, I'm still not many
ba ba ba. I like my head movement there, Richie. Check the video as we leave the video at DexDevon.com. Okay, so the World Almanac, you know, the Book of World Records. There are two of these. World Almanac does it. And the, what's the other one? The Guinness Book of World Records.
Guinness.
Right. So the World Almanac says that there are two people who share the record for the most number one pop singles in terms of solo artists.
Right.
Okay, not groups, but solo artists. Elvis is the male representation of a pop singer with the most single hits at number one. The female equivalent in that record is Mariah Carey.
Wow.
Yeah, that's... she hasn't had any reason. This has been around for a while, actually. She's...
Wait, you talking about this record, or are you talking about the song? I mean, when I say record, I mean this record.
This
playing.
Record,
I'm talking about
right.
The record of 17.
Yeah, she hit this mark years ago.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, she did. But it's interesting, nobody's beat it, Richie.
No.
The correct thing
you
is
know
to be
what?
Beaten it.
Yes. Say what you want about Mariah Carey.
I think she's hot.
It's an amazing... Yeah, she is hot. It's an amazing thing for an artist to be able to stick around and have longevity enough to be able to have multiple number one or multiple charting hits. Most bands or artists have one album and they're done.
Yeah.
And maybe one song on that album.
Creativity's over.
For an artist or band to be able to have three albums, a lot of them will come out with a second to follow up and maybe have one song out of it.
Yeah.
But to be able to do 3, 4, 5, 10, 15 albums like she has done, like Elvis did, like the Beatles did, like that, is an amazing... How you keep going to the well of creativity and coming back out with
good.
New songs that are different. It's unbelievable.
All right, so it's 26 after. Jennifer, by the way, when I say Mariah Carey is hot, does that sound icky or does it sound okay?
No, she is hot.
I mean, for me to say somebody of my stature.
You mean someone of your age?
Well, no,
or your stature.
At what point, Jennifer, does Doug saying, I mean, okay, I'm 46, Doug is 61, Mariah
Carey's 40. You can say whatever you want about her.
Yeah, right. But at what point does a guy saying, wow, she's hot, sound
when it's Demi Lovato and she's 18 and Doug's there, oh, she's hot. Right. That's kind of creepy.
Now, how about me? I would not.
You're not hot in my book, Richie. You don't have to worry about that at all.
If I think Justin Bieber's hot, that's disgusting.
Yeah.
He's disgusting no matter how.
You know, it's funny. We were at a party over the weekend and there ended up being a group of five or six guys. We were all talking about what is attractive to us now in our mid-40s. As opposed to what was attractive. And we were talking about the the availability. When you're 21 years old, a 40-year-old is not available to you to even be considered hot. Okay, so you don't even really think about it. But when you're 30, you can date somebody who's 25, or you can date somebody who's 35.
Mm-hmm.
So you have this 10-year span. Doug has showed us that when you're in your 50s and 60s, that you can date somebody who's in their 30s and 40s, or you can date somebody who's in their 50s and 60s. So you're the well.
Round, get around, I get around.
He gets around.
And it's amazing. But just the fact that we, us guys in our 40s, weren't even really attracted to anybody that would be too young.
I was talking to the, this is a quick anecdote because we only have a few seconds. I was talking to Megan about a lady that I met, and I gave her her name because it has some significance. And she was worried that her name was Megan. That would be
that'd
creepy.
Be disgusting.
2020 old news quiz coming up here on Good Day.
Bonus round time. If you can't teach an old dog new tricks, what can you teach him?
Conversational French?
Correct. Gingerbread men are...
Gingerbread boys, all grown up.
Correct. True or false? Netflix lets you watch movies instantly through your game console or other devices.
Duh. True.
Correct! Watch unlimited TV episodes and movies for only $8 a month from Netflix. See terms of use.
Hey, did I just win that new car over there?
No, I did.
Live from Progressive. Next caller.
Hey, Flo, so what's up with the Snapshot discount?
It rewards your good driving habits, and it's our biggest discount ever.
Bigger than the safe driver discount?
Bigger.
Homeowners discount?
Bigger.
The phenomenally humongo discount?
If it existed, yeah.
Wow, that is big.
The Snapshot discount. It's new, it's a big deal, and it's finally here. Learn more at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and its affiliates, Mayfield Village, Ohio. Prices vary based on how you buy. Snapshot is not available in all states.
I had no idea tire pressure could affect my car's fuel efficiency. Thankfully, the Sears Blue Automotive crew was there to help. They checked my tire pressure for free and even filled me in on what types of new tires can help me save on gas.
Hurry into Sears Auto Center through September 10th and save on all tires. All tire sizes, all tire brands. And pay only $21.99 for a conventional oil change with coupon and no shop or disposal fees. Plus, auto batteries are as low as $49.98 with exchange. Sears Auto Center. Exclusions apply. See store for details.
Get to Macy's Labor Day sale for 25 to 60% savings store-wide. Plus an extra 15 or 10% off with your WOW Savings Pass or Macy's Star Rewards card. Take an extra 30% off fashion and home clearance items. Get a $10 savings card with any denim purchase. Take 40% off first impressions for baby. And save 60% on hotel collection bedding. Macy's Labor Day sale. Savings off regular, original sale and clearance prices.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network. Iodine protection packs from hempusa.org are now in stock for immediate delivery worldwide. Our iodine protection packs include microplant powder, green life kelp, red palm oil, and our clear roll-on iodine that will feed the body the iodine it needs. All iodine protection packs are in stock. Save you money and ship for free in all 50 states. Visit hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
HempUSA.org has a revolutionary wonder food for detoxing the body and rebuilding the immune system.
Microplant powder can help unclog arteries and soften heart valves while removing heavy metals, virus, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Plus, it cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Keep your body clean with microplant powder. Visit us at HempUSA.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
Before you throw away your used batteries, you need to listen to this. Now, going green can save money. Go green and save money by giving life to your used batteries by charging them with the Renaissance Charger. The Renaissance Charger uses a new revolutionary battery charging technology that effectively extends the life of new batteries and gives new life to used batteries. Invented by legendary audio genius John Bedini, this unique and patented charging system rejuvenates the electrochemical plate structure in the battery without additives, increasing capacity capacity and maintaining cell integrity. Renaissance Charge offers a full line of products made in the USA for all types and sizes of batteries. Find out why our customers tell us the Renaissance Charger is the only battery charger they will ever use. Save your money. Save the environment. Visit us online at r-charge.com. That's r-charge.com. Or call us at 208-772-4514. That's 208-772-4514. Be a part of the revolution today.
You can't argue with success. And many people have found great success in fighting back colds and flu viruses with Alli-C, the world's best garlic extract. So now, it's time to get even more success with the other great quality natural products from Affinity Health Products. Like C-Energy Liquid Vitamins, Lose and Snooze, and the One Day Diet. Or Human Growth Hormone Support, Menopause Specialist for Women, and Joint Specialist. See these and many other quality Affinity Health products for men and women online at AffinityHealthProducts.com. That's A-F-F-I-N-I-T-Y HealthProducts.com. Or call in your orders at 877-888-7126. That's 1-877-888-7126. Trust your health to the makers of Alli-C, the world's best garlic extract. Affinity Health Products, the finest and most innovative natural health products available.
Superlative radio program, if I do say so myself, that is a subject of discussion in a lot of different places around the country as we find ourselves having something to say. As a matter of fact, I always have something to say, even when there's nothing to be said.
I know.
I'm right on, right? 26. The Good Day program is going to next week. I'm taken back. Today's the last day of August. Tomorrow's September 1st, for heaven's sake.
I know it.
And then next week is the precursor, the run-up, if you will, to September 11th. I'm flying on September 11th. Somebody said to me, "What, are you crazy?
Where are you going?"
That's
I looked
a big
at
deal.
This person. Yeah, I mean, what in the world do you think? Nobody ought to get on a plane on September 11th?
No, but you do think about it.
Yeah, of
how much security do you think there is in the airports on September 11th?
Well, you know what? It's interesting, Richie. Most people will not fly. This trip normally would cost me $700-ish, and it was $200-something less than that because there are very few people traveling on that Sunday. So
I was just checking to see if you were ignoring me.
What was the question?
When I asked where you were going on purpose?
No, I'm going. Okay. I have to go to Las Vegas again. I'm going to Chicago National Association of Broadcasters. Mm-hmm. And before I do that, I have the meeting with the landowners group out there. So I'll do that on Monday. Tuesday, I'll go to the NAB. And Wednesday, hope to corral a couple of people who are decision makers. Don't you love
that?
So
we have a problem then, because I'm going to be traveling that week too. And I was supposed to come and see you and eat cheese and drink wine.
When are you coming? I'll be back on Thursday.
Oh, okay. Well, then we'll be good.
Okay, that's fine. So, anyway, the reason I brought that up is because next week we're going to do a number of conversational, anecdotal visits with people who are not associated with September 11th in the past tense, but are associated or connected to it as to where we sort of have
the
come
future, where
from
we're going.
And where do we go? It's called Stronger Than Ever, 10 Years Past September 11th. That'll be available to a lot of radio stations, and you'll hear it in part or in whole as we put it together. Richie and his staff put it together for broadcast on the 11th of September as well. So that's something that will be an important part of what we do next week. Looking forward, not backward. I can't imagine that anything can be gained by looking back at that image and those ideas that came for...
Somebody came in and asked me the other day. We were on the air when it all happened.
We were.
And, of course, we have a copy.
They want
to
dig out all the old audio.
Somebody came in and asked me the other day, can I listen to it? And I'm like,
Why do you want
to? Sure, I guess. You know, and but you know, I let him listen to it. He thought it was interesting, and but I don't want to hear it again.
Nope. Okay, but we are going to rewind to this day in 1997, the 2020 Old News Quiz. I don't really think I need to ask more than what major event that people still talk about to this day occurred on this date in 1997. I'm aghast that it's 14 years ago, frankly, because the ensuing activity so enveloped, and I don't give you too much because it makes it...
I have an idea then.
Okay. 800-510-8255. Sorry, historical, but old news. It certainly fits in that bag.
Something
the
bad?
22, not good. 22, yeah. The 2020 news quiz question. What event took place on this date in 1997 that pretty much shook the entire world in reality? What's the event? 800-510-8255. From the Did You Know and Do You Care fact file, I probably should have saved this for Warren, the oldest pet cemetery in the U.S. is called the Hartsdale Pet Cemetery.
That's creepy. We should go there for Halloween. You want to?
That is creepy.
Listen to this. 70,000 pets are buried there.
Imagine the ghosts running around that place.
Yeah.
All barking.
They probably have so much fun playing.
Yeah.
Yeah. It was actually an apple orchard when first used in 1896. And since then, I know where it is. You can pay, it's, you go buy it on the... what do you call it? It's in Yonkers. You go buy it on the freeway. Ah, I want to say the Harrison Parkway. It's not Harrison. Anyway, it's one of those. You can see it.
We get it.
From the roadway. Pretty interesting, though, that it could be housed that many over. Its first pet was buried there in 1896. So 5 years? 70,000 pets are buried there. Wowie. Okay.
Wow.
The workers who have the longest average commute, I just find this every once in a while. I found that thing with Elvis Presley and Mariah Carey. We were talking about the most number one pop singles, and just sort of am doing a quick search around the World Almanac Book of Records to see some other firsts or facts. And I found that, but I also found this was pretty interesting. In New York State, people who work there have the longest average commute, more than Los Angeles, which really is pretty surprising.
That is pretty surprising.
In New York State as a whole.
New York State, correct, yes, in comparison to other states.
Okay, because I know in Washington, D.C. metropolitan, we have the longest commute of cities.
Into the city.
Right,
yeah. Longest commute as far as the state is concerned. Average New York State resident spends 30.6 minutes a day going back and forth.
That's not
to
bad.
It doesn't seem too bad.
Yeah.
All right. Anyway, so that's that story. Meanwhile, back at the ranch, question, which let me see here. All right. Let's take a couple of these calls and see if we can find the right answer. Frank's out in Palm Springs. Hi, Frank.
Hey, good morning, everyone.
KPSI, another great radio station, been carrying this program forever. How long have you been listening to this program, Frank?
Ages.
Yeah, it's been.
And how hot is it in Palm Springs? Because it is.
Hold
hot
on,
in
wait
Los
just
Angeles.
A second. Ages makes it sound like it's work.
No.
But it
I
has
enjoy
been.
Listening to you guys, right. Even though I'm half awake.
All right, well that's okay.
You so
do.
Awake.
Join the
no,
club.
But really, how hot is it there? Because it's been scorching in L.A.
Fortunately, it's drying up. We have that dry heat, which we haven't had in a while, but it's been very humid, and it's probably about 85 right now.
Mm-hmm.
And it'll get up to about
110. Keep in mind, it's 5 in the morning.
5:40 in the morning there. Wow. That's
I know.
Hot.
It's
tough.
Still hot.
All right, so Frank, what do you think occurred on this date in 1997?
Well, I'm going to go with my second guess. First was Clinton's problem, but I'm going to go with the bombing down in the basement parking lot of the Trade Center.
You know, that's an interesting guess. Because it was, I believe you have the year right, not the day, but
the
I believe
first
1997.
One or the second one?
No, I think the first one was in 97. The second one was the third one arguably was on September 11th, 2001, depending on what conspiratorial theory you listened to.
It was 93.
Was it the first one 93?
February 26th,
97.
93.
Okay, yeah, okay. All right, but that's not what happened. It didn't happen on this date anyway, Frank.
Okay.
Appreciate the call, though. Thank you.
Thank you.
800-510-8255. We stay in California for Dave, who's in Cathedral City. That near Santa Cruz? What's that near?
No, Dave? That's in Palm Springs, too.
Oh, is it? Oh. Is that down near Palm Springs? I don't. Why haven't I ever been there?
Huh. Are you speaking to Dave?
I am speaking to Dave, yes, sir.
Yes, well, yeah. I live maybe 3 blocks from Palm Springs, and
really?
It is 70 degrees here.
70 degrees where you are, 85 where the other guy was.
Huh. Yeah, I don't think he's looked at his thermometers yet. I've checked 3 of them.
Yes.
They're all one, 2 are 72, 1 is 70, and that's facing west.
Let's have a big fight about it. It's probably going to be the end of the world if we don't have that right. All right. Meanwhile, what happened on this date from your perspective? 1997 was the year.
Yeah. Lady Di was killed in the tunnel in Paris.
Diana, the Princess of Wales, killed in a car crash in Paris. Her friend, Dodi Fayed, was in the car with her. He was killed as well, being chased supposedly by aggressive paparazzi, although, again, there were a lot of people who thought there were other hands at work here, the Queen even implicated by some because they wanted to get rid of both of them. They were a problem for the royal family. I can't imagine that that's there's any truth to that.
You would hope not.
Oh, my God. Yeah, yeah. Right. All right, Dave, good job. Hold on just a second. We'll send you something swell like our e-food. Can you imagine if that were true? I don't. Yeah.
Stranger things have happened.
You're right about
absolutely.
That.
Absolutely. Yeah. Do you remember where you were?
We were here.
I think we spent most of the morning talking about it because it had happened.
I will never
the night
forget
before.
The night before it happened. And
she had
said,
an accident, and they hadn't confirmed it yet.
Well, she had had an accident. It looks like she could have a broken arm,
right?
Something like that.
It was
and
never thought to be
morning,
serious, as serious
right.
as
right.
it was.
Then the next morning, we woke up and found out she was dead.
Oh. Yeah. It's weird that we had our two friends from Palm Springs call in because I was in Palm Springs when she died.
Really?
Yeah.
Huh. Synchronicity, as Uri would say. Mm.
I know. With someone named Dave, by the way.
Really? Hey, Dave, yeah. How's it going?
That's true.
Yeah. All right, well, anyway.
The truth brings us to tears. All our words cannot
express. This is the joy you song he first did for Marilyn Monroe, and then he recreated it and sang it during the service.
And it seems to me.
And after that, it like sold more copies.
Oh, yeah.
In fewer days than any other song that had ever been released. A tribute to Diana by Elton John. Powerful, powerful stuff. All right, I'm finding myself getting kind of sad, so let's move off of this. I don't feel like I want to be sad today, and we spent much time on this, and you'd be all plenty sad. It's 16 before the hour, Doug Steffens' Good Day program. If you're, by the way, a gentleman who is sad, lonely, you're out of shape, you're irritable, you're a miserable wretch, would you like me to fix that for you?
That's a way to reach your customers. Hey, y'all, you miserable
wretches.
Those of
wretches. You miserable wretches who are listening right now.
Oh, but I know what you mean. People, they don't have what they used to, and they're upset about this.
Right, exactly.
Yeah, life is not the same.
So let's make your life better. Let's get you back to where you were before using the Ageless Male Supplement, which will raise your testosterone by 61%, boys and girls. A maintained, healthy testosterone level will help you in all of the areas where you have fallen apart. You'll be happy. You'll be energetic. The energy will help you lose the weight. It's all good. And it's a free trial of Ageless Male. Call 800-864-4031. Why wait? Call right now because you can try Ageless Meal risk-free, nothing to lose. If you're a man who's noticed changes, your mood, your life, now is the time to take action. Risk-free trial of Ageless Meal. You be the person you used to be. Call 800-864-4031. If you notice things that you don't like, get a little older, want to fix it, this is good for everybody, you and your partner. All of the signs point to your testosterone level dropping. We will raise it by suggesting that you take Ageless Male and you get it. A free, risk-free trial, 800-864-4031.
This is Troy Aikman.
And Hulk Hogan with another worry-free shopping tip.
You know, getting the brands you want doesn't have to mean worrying about a big credit card bill.
Man, I hate worrying. Gives me the hives.
Yeah. Anyways, at Rent-A-Center, you don't even need a credit card. And if you ever need to bring it back and stop paying, well, you can. So you never have to worry.
Hey, the hives are going away, brother.
Right now at Rent-A-Center, rent-to-own 60-inch LG plasmas for a special price, worry-free. See rentacenter.com for complete details and more information on the worry-free guarantee.
There are a million reasons Staples makes going back to school easy. Today's reason? A free Bic product when you buy any two. Mix and match pens, markers, pencils, highlighters, and correction tape. With a deal like this, you won't have to shop around. And you also won't have to hear,
"Mom, I need more pens. Stat."
Or,
"I just couldn't finish my homework, Mom. My pen ran out."
Or our favorite,
"I didn't know I needed a number two pencil for that test."
Get a free Bic product when you buy any two. Staples. That was easy. In-store only. Free item must be of equal or lesser value. Ends 9/3/11.
Fall is right around the corner, and it's the perfect time to change up your look. Motion celebrity stylist Ursula Steven, known for Rihanna's edgy styles, has the inside scoop on how to achieve the hottest trends for the season.
Fall is a great time to have fun. Try new looks and step out looking your best. You can shine in any situation with the right products. Whether you're going from playful braids or a sleek and sexy bob, the key is to keep your hair looking fierce and fabulous. Motion's new Hold and Shine Styling Spray is the perfect product to finish any look. With fierce control, this long-lasting, water-free formula offers brilliant shine without the stickiness of some hairsprays. It provides all-day humidity resistance and 24-hour hold. To keep your style looking fabulous from day to night, whether you're going for edgy or elegant, Motion's Hold and Shine Styling Spray will definitely take your look up a notch.
Motion's hair care essentials are available at major food and drug stores nationwide, as well as your local beauty and barber stores. For more information, visit motionshair.com. I'm Ashley Murphy in New York.
There are a million reasons Staples makes going back to school easy. Today's reason? A free $100 Visa prepaid card via Easy Rebate when you buy a student laptop and show a current school ID. This incredible offer means your student can start school with a powerful new Windows laptop. It also means you won't have to hear,
"You're giving me your old laptop, Mom? It's so big."
At Staples, you'll find four powerful and portable student laptops from HP, Dell, and Toshiba. Even the amazing Samsung Princeton with the new Intel Core technology.
"Hey, Mom, the X key is missing." That's not an important letter, I guess.
And don't forget the $100 Visa prepaid card. Just be sure you take advantage of this offer soon.
"Mom, what is a floppy disk?"
Who knows? With that free $100 Visa prepaid card from Staples, you might be surprised at what you hear.
"Hey, thanks, Mom."
Who says money can't buy love?
Staples. That was easy. Visa card issued by JPMorgan Chase Bank N.A. pursuant to a license from Visa USA Incorporated. Terms and conditions apply to the card. Details at staples.com/student offer.
Guys, now's the time to build your wardrobe at Macy's. Buy one, get one free. Suits from Michael Kors, Kenneth Cole, Tommy Hilfiger, and more. Buy one, get one free. Dress shirts and neckwear from Kenneth Cole Reaction, Jeffrey Beam, Michael Kors, and more. Buy one, get one free. Casual and dress pants from Haven, Perry Ellis Portfolio, and Kenneth Cole Reaction. Buy one, get one during Macy's Labor Day Sale. Savings off regular sale and clearance prices. Free item must be of equal or lesser value. Exclusions apply.
All right, so Jennifer and I are following a story that's trending about the bird flu, and the news media, certain elements in the news media, trying to find something else to scare you about. Bird flu fears faded and now are restored.
Oh, jeez, here we go.
There we go. Bird flu hasn't
vanished.
Right, yeah, where is it going? It's in Thailand, Vietnam, and Cambodia at the moment.
I think we're safe.
Right? Well, let people go over there. But, Jennifer, do we feel like we ought to worry people? Let's.
You know, I like to just take my chances. Be safe, be healthy, take your, what do you call it, probiotics.
Enhance your immune system. Take echinacea. There's a thing called ModuCare that's very good for your immune system. Zinc's good for your immune system. Vitamin C is all of those things. The only people that are susceptible to this stuff are people who have weak immune systems. So don't be weak. Be strong.
Toughen up.
And tell the news media to go stick it where the sun doesn't shine. On with the bird flu. 21:51 after.
OpticsPlanet.com is where discerning gun owners and outdoorsmen go to gear up. OpticsPlanet has the best selection of rifle scopes, red dots, night vision, holsters, bags, and tactical gear on the planet. with always low prices, free shipping on most orders, and expert customer service. Go to opticsplanet.com/GCN to get a free gift with purchase. That's opticsplanet.com/GCN or call 800-332-OPTICS, 800-332-6784.
Democrats, Republicans, have you had enough? Want real change? Then change yourself. Join a new political party formed to liberate the American people from the banksters who have overthrown the Republic. If you agree with maximum liberty, limited government, and traditional morality, then you agree with American Third Position. Get more information now. Call 800-513-4928 or go to a3p.me. That's A, the number 3, p.me. It's time to take America back.
If you owe money to the IRS, you can't make the problem go away by yourself. But with the help of Dan Pilla, you can get your problem solved once and for all.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. For 30 years, I've helped thousands of people solve their tax debt problem, and I can help you solve yours, too. We take a very simple but proven three-step approach to solving your problem. First, we stabilize IRS collection actions so you don't have to worry about the IRS seizing your bank account or paycheck. Next, we build a comprehensive plan to get your tax debt reduced to the fullest extent possible, sometimes even completely eliminated. And finally, we work with you every step of the way to get your problem solved once and for all. Call us for a free consultation. Call 1-800-346-6829. We'll work together to get your problem solved guaranteed.
Dan Pilla has been protecting taxpayers from the IRS for 3 decades, and he can help you too. Call us today at 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
All right.
First thing we hear when we come back is Rich, before we go on the air, going, heck.
Yes. Joe Cocker and Jennifer Warren.
Really?
This offends women when you do this. The women who are listening to the program are offended.
Like, do you like it?
This is a big song women love. Joe Cocker and Jennifer Warren's from the movie An Officer and a Gentleman.
Doing I just like his voice.
Where we belong. I don't care much for his voice, but this is a very romantic song.
Great concert. I've seen him in concert. When he did this song, that's when I went to the bathroom.
Really, Rich?
Yeah.
Number one or number two?
No. This was at the New Orleans Jazz Fest in the Port-a-John's. Number one for
number
sure.
Number one, yeah.
Yeah.
Richard Gere, who starred in this, is 62 years old today.
I thought he was older.
Hard to believe, isn't it? Chuck, the movie guy, is here on Good Day. Hard to believe.
How old was he in American Gigolo, Chuck, his first movie?
I had to be in his upper 20s, probably. You know, it's funny, I always remember the first day I ever did Doug's show, which was about 18 years ago. The night before, I watched Summer Bee with Jodie Foster and Richard Gere on Laserdisc.
Really?
I remember that.
What's funny
is Doug's still watching that movie on Laserdisc.
A lot of water under the dam since then, pal. So we have, actually, because we are celebrating Richard Gere's birthday, let's do another one of his movies.
Yesterday
I thought it was easy and we didn't have a right answer. So I shall not predict whether this is easy or not. You'll figure it out and call us at 800-510-8255. If you can figure out what the movie is and you're the first one in that we put on the air with the right answer, I haven't won before in movie moments, bingo.
So we know it's Richard Gere already.
It is. Okay. Richard Gere, here's the first clip.
There's one thing they can never resist, and that is a reformed sinner.
I don't know this. I know it. I can't ID it yet.
800. Pretty interesting cast in this, Chuck, don't you think?
I need another clue. I'm not
All right, next clue. Go ahead, Richie.
I don't like to blow my own horn, but believe me, if Jesus Christ had lived in Chicago today and if he had $5,000 and he'd come to me, things would have turned out differently.
Does that give it away?
Yes.
Yeah, okay.
Listen to Jennifer.
You're so smart, Jen.
what do you think of Richard Gere, Doug? You a fan? I like him.
I like him.
I always thought he's extremely likable on film.
Chucker doesn't really want to know what I think. He just wants to tell everybody what he thought, which is fine.
Exactly.
All right. Last clue, Richie.
I've been around a long time. Believe me, you got nothing to worry about. It's all a circus. A three-ring circus. These trials, the whole world, it's all show business.
It's interesting, the sort of people in the... I think Queen Latifah was very good in this.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And whatchamacallit, Michael Douglas's wife.
Catherine Zeta-Jones.
She was in it. Yeah, it was. I thought it was quite. I don't like musicals usually.
Yeah, me.
But well, that's because you're such a hell of a man, Richard.
That's right.
No real man would go watch this.
That's right. They wouldn't.
However, if your wife is going to be happy, you probably ought to invest a little time and take her to stuff like this.
It's girls' night out. You need to learn how to manage this kind of
stuff.
Thanks
very much,
Richard.
You would
love this. There's a lot of half naked girls in this.
Yeah, I can look at 800. Find that on the internet.
500. His wife is at the movies. 800-510-8255.
To do.
5-5, exactly. All right, Richie, we need any time here, or are we ready for movie news?
No, we need just a couple seconds.
All right, go ahead.
When you're shopping for a home at Wells Fargo, we're with you. That's why we created the Wells Fargo Priority Buyer Pre-Approval. Come in, sit down, and talk with a Wells Fargo home mortgage consultant, and we'll let you know the mortgage loan range for which you could qualify. A great first step to help you start looking at homes within your price range. Wells Fargo. Together, we'll go far. A priority buyer pre-approval is not a commitment to lend. Please call for additional program details. Wells Fargo Home Mortgage is a division of Wells Fargo Bank, N.A., member FDIC, equal housing lender.
All right, so, Chuck, you probably have some pretty good movie news there. Why don't we take after it?
Yeah, we'll start out with some uncasting news. Leonardo DiCaprio has passed on doing the remake of A Star is Born, which will co-star Beyonce. She'll play the female lead. Clint Eastwood will direct the project. Most likely the producers will go after an A-list talent. I hear Will Smith will be a top choice. DiCaprio and Eastwood have teamed up for a movie. He's going to play DiCaprio, J. Edgar Hoover, in the film coming out this November. Other news, George Clooney has backed out of starring in the movie version of the 60s TV show The Man from U.N.C.L.E.
Really?
No reason was disclosed. It's going to be directed by Steven Soderbergh, who has this new movie, Contagion, coming out in 2 weeks, starring Matt Damon, which is being described as an updated, nastier version of the movie Outbreak. It looks good, but with the earthquakes and hurricanes, are people really going to flock to theaters to see the human race being wiped out by a bird flu virus?
Of course. The news media will be happy to help you through that.
Yeah, you're right.
Jeff, in Oregon, what's the name of that movie?
Chicago.
It is Chicago, celebrating Richard Gere's birthday, 62, again today. Thank you, sir. Hold on a second. We'll send you some of our fine free e-food. Chuck, the movie guy, back tomorrow on Good Day. Did you?